Hello, welcome once again to the Candid Cast. My name is Lucky Egede, your coach and host on this channel. We have been taking the teachings on common financial errors that people make in their youth that they use the rest of their lives to regret. The desire, my heartfelt desire, is that your life will not be a life of regrets. And I want to give you enough information to be able to come out of those things that destroyed a lot of people and make their life not worth living. Today, we'll be talking about failure to take financial literacy lessons. Financial literacy lessons. Before we continue, this is episode 9. So, meaning that 8 errors have been discussed in the past. If you subscribe to our channels now, you will see all past episodes. Subscribe, click the notification button so you will see future episodes. And you can also follow us on other social media channels. We are on YouTube as The Candid Cast. We are on Instagram. We are on Facebook. And we also have our audio podcast. Make sure you don't miss opportunity to hear us. Share also our video to your loved ones. You cannot love without sharing. Loving is sharing. Loving is giving. If it has been of benefit to you, let others also see it and be blessed. Thank you. So now we dive into today's episode of common errors that people make and live to regret. And we are talking about failure to take financial literacy classes. We know education is so important. We all know it. And we give ourselves to it. Like Robert Kiyosaki has always maintained that school has never taught anybody how to make money. That's why you find you can be a professor of economics and be poor. You can be a professor of financial management and be poor. They are different from financial literacy. Understanding money management. One of my biggest regrets is the failure to give myself to it early enough in life. I feel like I didn't start practicing it early, but I had the benefit of learning a bit of it from home training. My mother taught us savings, taught us. She didn't know about investing. It was all about savings. But when I started knowing about financial literacy, I know that there are other aspects of it beyond savings. And each time I go out to speak to people about financial literacy, why I know that there is a lot of regrets out there is that what I always hear is, I wish I heard this thing 10 years ago. I wish I heard it 20 years ago. And I tell you, it does not matter when you are hearing it. Just start practicing from the date that you got to hear it. It's never too late. So it's better late than never. So what do we understand as financial literacy? That ability to know, to understand, to effectively apply diverse financial skills. You know, there are skills, various skills in management of money. This include personal finance management. Your money is your own. People will tell you, you own your money, you can do as you like. You do as you like, your life will end as it likes. So it is your money, but there are rules for managing it. Rules like budgeting, investing, saving. You don't spend everything because it is your own. I worked for my money. I must live the way I like with it. Financial literacy is the foundation for making informed financial decisions about your money, avoiding common pitfalls that sink literally everybody. When I was growing up, my mother used to tell us that there is nobody that does not make money. Bricklayer makes money. Carpenter makes money. Professors make money. There is nobody who does not make money. And nobody in those days, it is today that you hear somebody made 1 million naira in a day. when brand new car was 1,500 naira, nobody had 1,500, so there was no car around. So you don't make million naira in a day. The only way to make million is to know and understand that the money you make this year can be spent in 5 years' time. So it's an accumulation process. Financial literacy will help you to understand the process of accumulation of wealth. You avoid those pitfalls and you achieve your personal and financial goals. Financial literacy can make the difference in retirement planning, how each person ends in old age, later in life. Everybody that earn money, we all go to work. We earn, it's like on the Monopoly board, we go around and you get 200 naira at each time you go around the board. Just like we go around every 30 days, we pick up our salaries. But the difference is not the salary. It's not in the quantum of salary. It's not in the quantum of the money that comes into your hand. The difference is in what each person did with the money. And financial literacy will determine how each person will spend his own. What A calls enjoyment is not what B calls enjoyment. What you call enjoyment may actually be killing you and preparing you for future hardship and punishment. Why is it important that we get financial education? Robert Kiyosaki, I mentioned earlier, has said that this thing is not taught in any school. That's the unfortunate thing. You go to school and you come out. You can read all the book, have your PhD, and still be financially illiterate. It does not, wealth does not answer to degree. That's why you find that so much money is in the hand of people who did not go to school. So it does not answer to hours of religious ceremony. Wealth does not come to the people who are more prayerful or those who fast the longest. Prophet Hosea said, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." If you don't get knowledge, you perish. He didn't say you perish for lack of prayer. He didn't say you perish for lack of church attendance or mosque attendance. No, you perish if you lack knowledge. That is why this knowledge is essential, that we give ourselves to it. What does financial education do for us? It helps us to make informed financial decisions. You understand basic financial concepts that equips you as individual with the ability for better financial decisions. Whether it involves investing, maybe investment in stocks, maybe investment in bond. Like somebody asked me, is it good to invest in bonds? I said, yes, you can invest in bonds. It gives you 16% per annum. But won't you rather, if you are aware that mutual fund is paying 21%, will you still go to bonds to earn 16? The answer is no. You are in bonds at 16% because you are not aware that there is opportunity to earn 21% somewhere. So if you are going for mutual fund at 21% and you are aware of a little risk that you can add extra and you have a chance of growing 50% in a year, will you still be in mutual fund? The answer is no. People, inflation is running at 34%. People are borrowing money at 30% because they know what to do with it to create 50%. The difference between A and B is just knowledge. So you get to understand the basic financial concept that will equip you as an individual with the ability to make sound financial decisions. It teaches you where to invest. It teaches you how to consume. You find you want to buy a car. What do you need a car for? It takes you from point A to point B. The only difference between the 8-plug SUV and the 4-plug Corolla is that your neighbor will hail you that you came in a big car. But there is nowhere Land Cruiser will go that your Corolla cannot get to. If it is movement from point A to point B, that is your problem. So you look at your finances. Why do I want to use 20 liters of fuel to go where 4 liters of fuel can take me in another car? You make that financial decision. I'm not saying you cannot buy 8-plug SUV. If you have saved and you have invested, and you look at the money that is coming, it's so surplus, you don't have anything doing with it. You can filter it away at the petrol station. But I'm talking to young people that are just starting. Don't go and get big vehicles that will guzzle all the fuel, because neighbors will clap for you. Those claps will soon fade away, and it will turn to mockery. By the time you are no longer able to fuel the car, and you sell it off, and you start trekking, the person driving Corolla and investing part of his money will be far ahead of you. Financial literacy will teach us proactive and effective debt management. Like in managing debt, you know that if you have several debts, the one with the highest interest rate is the one you pay off first. So, and you also understand what debt to take. There was a bank, when I started my business, I approached this bank for credit to expand my business. They did all the analysis and said, no, we cannot give you loan. I said, it's okay. I went to another bank, collected credit, and started running my business. The business was growing. This bank that would not give me money to expand my business was offering me credit to buy ticket, lodging, a boat ride for Christmas in Dubai. And you have 9 months to pay. Somebody who is not financially informed will go to Dubai for Christmas and is paying the loan until September. By the time you finish paying in September, the next Christmas is due. So your life will now run in cycle of paying for Christmas in Dubai. You know that what you are suffering, no witch is keeping you down. Your mates have started setting up their own businesses. You are busy from year to year paying debt for Christmas in Dubai. You now ask, why is Christmas better in Dubai, a Muslim country, than in the Christian country where you live? What is Christmas in Dubai adding to you other than financial drain? That's what financial illiteracy can cause people. When you get financial education, you also learn the art of wealth accumulation. Solomon, at the height of his glory as the richest man in the world, concluded that the battles are not always won by the strongest people, and wealth is not always in the hand of the wisest. It's not the wisest person or the most educated that accumulate wealth. The first class in the school is not the first class in life. When we leave school, people celebrate, oh, you made first class. If you make first class in your academic education and you are not financially literate, those who made third class will soon become your employer. And that is the truth about life. We see it happening all around us. So the one that gives himself to seek knowledge about finance that will help him to excel in wealth accumulation will rule the world. Dangote became the richest man in Africa, and he has held that role for over 14 years. Not because he is the most financial savvy, or is the most educated, or is the most intelligent. No. He just understood one principle: leveraging on debt. It takes when a man will dream of building a $20 billion refinery. It's not, at the time he was having that dream, he was in debt. He was still owing for cement. He has not finished paying. He was still owing for his sugar industry. He has not finished paying. You just understand that you can take people's money, run with it, and pay. Be faithful in the management of debt. Banks are ready to lend to him because he pays them faithfully. If he collected and used it to marry many wives and go and start driving. I recall one day I was driving and my car radio, music came on my car radio, and it was singing Emin Ofe Warin Dangote Olorimeji, meaning in the English translation that I must also drive Range Rover. Dangote does not have two heads. On that road, I counted over 40 Dangote trailers that were hauling money for Dangote. This person that wants to drive Range Rover because Dangote doesn't have two heads, doesn't have even Okada motorbike that is fetching money for him. He's only seeing Dangote's consumption. He's not seeing what is bringing money for Dangote. What are the elements we see in financial literacy? A financially literacy person will live on budget. When we discussed budget, I said people think that when you budget, you are stingy. No. Budgeting helps you to set clear financial goal. You make plan for your money before you earn it. Anybody that we make wealth does not wait for money to come before he plan what to do with the money. The money is planned before it comes. If you allow money to come before you plan it, money will plan your life for you. It helps you to track your income and expenses so you don't keep looking for where the money went. Before the money comes, you have determined where it will go. So you are not left wondering as to where your money has gone. So the budget will help you to adjust your spending habits and make it to be based on priorities. If you don't have budget, your priority will be determined by other people. They determine what your priorities are. We are going to so-and-so place. Won't you go? Somebody just wake up. Hey, we are planning a holiday in Morocco. Will you want to go? I didn't plan Morocco this year. So, have you been to Casablanca? I have not been. Have you been there? I have been there 4 times. What have changed in your life after 4 visits to Casablanca? What has changed? My budgeting will tell me I will go to Casablanca when I want to go, not when you want me to go. So, budgeting will help you to know saving. Financial literacy will make you to understand the art of saving. You save consistently. This is critical for financial security. Nobody amounts to anything spending everything as it comes. And until you save, you cannot invest. So the next element is investing. Only those who have savings can make investment. And it's when you start investing, you begin to understand investment options. There is stock, there is bond, there is mutual fund, there is real estate. There's so many vehicles of investment that you get to know when you give yourself to it. Investors are able to evaluate risk and returns. Which one give more risk? Like the example I gave earlier, bond will give me 16%, mutual fund will give me 21%. In stock, if I'm ready to take risk, I can make up to 50%, but I can also make loss. You know that the ones that have higher risk have higher chances of return, and they have chances of wiping out your money. So you should examine your risk appetite. Then diversify your portfolio to reduce risk. So if I know that in stock, I can make 50%, I can also lose the money. Do I put 100% of my money on stock? No. I put some for stabilization and put some to make a trial whether it is possible to get 50 or 100%. Financial literacy will also teach you credit and debt management. Credit can be useful. Like I mentioned, that is the only thing that threw Dangote above every other person. He understands credit and how to manage it. So you have to build up your credit score. Your credit score. And credit score in Nigeria, it starts from primary school. When you take 5 naira from your friend and say, please give me money to buy akara, I will return it in 5 days. And you did not return it for a lifetime. Good. You think he has forgotten. He did not forget. The day you need 50,000 to support your business, he will remember that this is the person who took 5 naira to buy akara when we were in primary school and did not pay. That's your credit score in the hand of that person. The same thing goes to the bank. I say, when you want to borrow from the bank, you may be asking for 2 million naira. The bank say, we can only give you 200,000. Don't reject the 200,000. Take it. All that the bank is looking for is appraiser to see how you will use the 200,000. If you use it well, they will enhance to 1 million. If you use the 1 million well, they will enhance to 5 million. That is the way it runs. Then you also learn how to avoid high interest debt. Some interest when you want to borrow, check what you want to do with the money, check the return, and check whether it is able to service the debt. Know also devise strategies to improve your credit worthiness. until people can trust you with money, you cannot go anywhere. And know what to borrow for. We have said, don't borrow for wedding. Dangote is borrowing. It's not borrowing to buy latest clothes. It's not borrowing to fund his party. I don't know any of us that have seen Dangote with designer dress. The richest people are not the ones spraying money on social media. Everybody spraying money on social media is poor in the real sense of the word. You cannot see Jim Ovia spraying. You cannot see Tony Elumelu spraying. You cannot see Dangote. Mention who is who. Adenuga, whoever is rich, does not spray or brag on social media. It is poor people that are deceiving themselves and deceiving other people into poverty. So when you spray and bring it on social media, you don't spray to impress me. You spray to reveal that you are a poor person. Rich people don't spray. So you plan also your later part of life. If you have financial education, you know that your ability to earn will wane over time. What will your life be by the time you are no more earning and your energy is not as it is today? So those common financial mistakes, if you avoid them, the mistake of living beyond your means, there are so many other mistakes, not saving, not investing. If you avoid all these things, you'll find that you are better off for it. And that is all we refer to as financial literacy. And you keep expanding it. Get books. Read. Learn. Know more about financial literacy. There are books like The Richest Man in Babylon by George Clason, The Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, The Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey, The Guide to Investing by Robert Kiyosaki. These books were very helpful to me in my financial literacy journey. And you can also take online courses. There are YouTube videos that you watch, but YouTube can be dangerous because so many people come out with theories that does not work. Make sure you go for theories that are tested and don't ignore professional advice. Like I said, when stock market was mentioned to me, first thing was to look for a stockbroker to guide me through. Be guided in your financial decision. I think this is where we'll draw the curtain today. I'll say thank you for staying with us. God bless you.